Welcome to No Sugar,
Just Spice.
I'm Sheer.
And I'm Sen.
1, 2, 3, hi. Okay, I think that was good.
As we navigate the early stages of our careers, we wanted to bring you a weekly dose of our unapologetic dialogue.
I was like, ha 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 ha.
Oh yeah.
No.
Join us every week as we dive into topics on all of our minds and cover all the latest trends, obsessions, and struggles we encounter on the daily.
We're getting personal and professional, and we're here to talk about it all. No sugarcoating, no BS, just a little bit of Middle Eastern spice.
Get ready for an authentic exploration of all the highs and lows, because life's too short for sugar-coated stories. This is No Sugar, Just Spice, where honesty meets the mic.
All right, guys. Welcome to our Thriving in Your 20s segment.
So excited. Hey, guys.
We're pumped about this one. The first episode, what we're going to do is talk a little bit about ourselves and our career path. So you kind of have a little background in terms of like what we've done. Mm-hmm. So like you kind of know like our perspective on things when we talk about different topics. I'll start and I'll give like high level background. When I went to the University of Florida, I studied business. So for undergrad, I did a marketing degree. And then for grad, because I did like a combined program, I did like international business or business administration. I did a minor in French. Throughout college, I did not know what I wanted to do. I like literally had zero clue what I wanted to be when I grew up. Like I had no idea what I wanted my career to be. Really?
I did know, but I just didn't do it.
Oh, so
I'm different. Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. When you were studying in college, what was your end goal?
I always wanted to be a magazine editor, like Lauren Conrad from The House.
Wow.
That was my dream.
Did you ever interview, like intern at media?
Yeah. No, I worked at a bunch of magazines and newspapers and like even in high school, I always loved magazines. I mean, I guess that's where my love of pop culture comes from.
That makes sense. It's coming full circle. <Yeah. now. laughs>
I would have like collect like those 17 magazines and like Teen Vogue. Like that was just the dream for me.
I was never the person that like knew what she wanted to do. I was just like, I want to be successful and I want to be good at what I do. And that was kind of like what I always like had different like visions. I was like, maybe I'll be a lawyer. Maybe I'll be this.
Oh, wow.
Like,
that would have been interesting.
Be a business person. In college, I really didn't know. So I was like, you know what? Let me just do the most generic and I'll do a business degree, which will be good for anything. And I started learning a lot about marketing and economics and finance and international business and mergers, acquisitions, how companies are formed, how they exit, like things like that, which was interesting to me. And my minor in French was great because it, like, for those of you who don't know, my mom grew up in Paris. So I grew up with French at home, but I didn't really speak French. Like I understood everything, but I couldn't really speak it because I didn't use it every day. She just spoke to me and I answered in English. So when I minored in French, I actually like became fluent.
Wow.
And I studied abroad in Paris, which helped a lot.
I'm sure.
Something unlocked in my brain. Like,
Would you say it's an easy or hard language?
Oh, it's an extremely difficult language. To this day, I make a lot of mistakes.
Sounds like a
it's
difficult
very hard. But studying abroad in Paris like opened up a whole new world. One, because it was my first time like traveling Europe. I've been there once before, but like I really was able to live there and travel. And two, because I had my first internship in Paris and it was at a travel tech company, which is funny.
That's funny. Full circle.
I know.
Little moment right there.
It really is. It's crazy. And it was cool. I liked working at like a, it was kind of like a tech company. They opened like a website. It was like a marketplace to connect tour guides with travelers and experience providers in different cities.
What was this, junior year of college?
Sophomore.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Because I didn't know what I wanted to do, I was like, let me do every internship I can do possible to learn.
That's so smart. Because that's really where you learn. It's not in school.
Yeah. I did not learn in school. Like,
so you really learn what you like.
I know. But I did learn a lot in school because I, you know, was really involved. So like all my on-campus involvement and leadership was extremely helpful for me in my formative years. Mm-hmm. So like I was president of my sorority. I was involved in the Jewish Student Union. I was involved in Dance Marathon, like, and I was a leader in a lot of these organizations. And so for me, it was like a very big moment for me to realize, like, okay, I like to be a leader. I like to be organized. I like
that's
to
such
like,
a good point,
though. Do those kind of things.
That's, I think, really good advice for people who are like, if going into college or in college right now, I think people focus a lot on like, what am I studying? Like, yeah. And like, I need to get a good grade. And like, how am I going to know like what I want to do in life? That's the best advice ever, is to get involved, like get involved in like extracurriculars and other things going on in school and like things that you're interested in, because that's when you really thrive.
100%.
When you get outside of the classroom, because that's the closest thing to real world. And 100%. I really think those experiences, like, really, it makes so much sense that like you are who you are today.
Right?
Yeah.
100%. It really shaped who I am.
For sure.
On-campus involvement and internships. I'm like a huge fan. And that internship in Paris really like taught me a lot. It taught me what I liked and what I didn't like. I learned that I like biz dev and I like marketing and I like that whole like sales and marketing side of tech companies. But the summer afterwards, your dad helped me get my internship. Do you remember?
Yeah.
Oh, at the fashion company.
it was Rainy Brook, no?
It was Gray State Apparel.
Oh, I always confuse those two.
How crazy.
Yeah. Wow.
The first company in Paris was Meat Trip. They ended up getting acquired. I ended up interning at a fashion company all summer in New York. Sana and I lived together, actually. We lived in an apartment on the Upper West Side with like 7 people.
Well, yeah. 6 yeshiva boys.
And then me, Sanaya, and then our friend Renat.
Yeah. And that was actually, we weren't even friends back then. Like we were friends, but
we didn't know each other that well.
No, we were not friends here.
What? I thought we knew, but we knew each other.
The only reason we ended up rooming together was because of Renat. Yeah.
Because like, Renat wanted to.
We knew each other and we've seen each other a few times, maybe, but like not
that
many.
You're right. That's like the summer Sanaya and I became friends.
Yeah.
The summer of 2016.
Oh. 2016 was such a golden year. I always see people talking about that too,
really?
By the way. Like, what was in the air in 2016? Like, the music
what
was popping.
In the air? Love is in the air.
It's going to be like, nothing bad was going on. Let's go back to 2016.
Sagi was studying for the MCAT.
I think that's when Views came out.
Who?
Drake's album, Views.
It was, because Sagi and I were obsessed with that song, remember?
Oh, Get Free, but that's not on that album.
Oh.
Well, but it was a single that came out.
Every time I hear that song, I think of the summer in New York that we all lived together.
That's such good times.
And you guys were obsessed with Game of Thrones.
Oh my God. Well, Sagi already had watched it and it was my first time. And that took over that whole summer, which is amazing. And then you got on the bandwagon.
Only once we all moved to Israel, I started
watching
it.
After.
Yeah.
Good times.
That's so crazy.
Yeah, see, Game of Thrones, like 2016 was amazing.
It was really amazing.
Yeah.
But was it that summer that I worked? Yeah. And I realized that summer, I was like, I don't like fashion. I love fashion.
And that's
fashion.
Why you need to get out there.
100%. I love fashion. Like I consider myself a trendy person. I love shopping. I like finding cool things. I did not like working in the fashion industry at all. It was not for me. Like working in showrooms.
Yeah,
and
the shows.
The part that I liked the best was at the trade shows.
Oh, really?
Selling at the booth, because I'm a salesperson.
Yeah.
Like that's the only part I liked.
Yeah. The shows are fun. There's like fun. I've been going to them since I was a kid, handing out catalogs out in my parents' booths.
This is like Sanaya's world. Okay. So like, she's like the expert in this and I'm not. That was an important internship because it taught me that I do not like working in the fashion industry. And I thought at that point, I was like, wow, I'm going to work in fashion in New York when I graduate. Like, you know, I always had like different phases.
Yeah. That was everybody's dream.
Yeah, but it was
weirdly enough,
anymore.
It was not my dream at that point. And my dad even spoke about, I didn't even realize this, but my dad was on a podcast recently. The guy interviewing him was asking like if his daughters, me and my two sisters, were always interested in the business and stuff. And he was like, no, actually, like we actually ended up making a line named after my oldest daughter, Sen, which is me, hoping that after college, like she would maybe be interested and like, you know, want to get involved with the line. And she wanted nothing to do with it. I was like, oh my God, that's so true. I don't know why. I wanted to do something different. Like,
I mean, you
always
sense.
Want what you don't have, you know, like
grass is always greener.
Grass is always greener.
You wanted to do something on your own.
Yeah. But which I'm grateful for it because
you had a good experience like learning on your own before you came back. I think.
Yeah. and working in different fields before I came around. And it was like, I guess I didn't see my place in like a kind of like you, you didn't see yourself in like the fashion space. I didn't see myself in a design. Yeah. Like I'm not a creative person. Or,
well, that's more on the wholesale like process. I guess like you were able to merge like, well, we'll talk about your career journey, but like merging tech with fashion, I think that's kind of where you found your place.
Yeah, exactly. And like, obviously things have changed a lot since we were freshmen in college. Mm-hmm. There was no, social media was not even a thing. Like that's how can age us that way, I guess.
I mean, it was, I had Instagram in high school.
We had Instagram, but it was not what it is now.
I opened my Facebook account like sixth or seventh grade.
But it wasn't, it was, Facebook was just like MySpace. Like what was MySpace? Sharing pictures. It wasn't about influencing and social media and building a brand.
I mean, I was at this time, guys, by the way, in this year, 2016, I had a lifestyle blog called Not Your Average.
No, but you're that. Okay. You were definitely one of the early
trendsetter
innovators.
If I stuck to it, I would be famous today. Okay. I just got to say.
But that was junior year of college. Freshman year, yes, it was just becoming popular. Like we all had an Instagram, but there was no stories. There was no influencers. No,
when I had Not Your Average, there was no Instagram stories. We had a YouTube channel.
Oh, really?
No, it didn't exist.
That's wild.
There were no videos on Instagram. We had to post, images, and then we had our YouTube channel and our blog on WordPress that we would like direct people to.
That's wild.
Yeah.
Did not realize that.
Yeah, guys, I'm like an OG influencer.
Not anymore. Really were. I remember you coming into our room while we were watching Game of Thrones with your idea and like jumping off the walls. Like, so excited.
I loved it. I had so many brand partners. It was really fun.
And you like, you honestly gained like a good following from it and learned a lot. You had like some brand partnerships.
We did. We did it for a few years. It was a friend of mine, my friend Jamie from college. We did it together for like 2.5 years.
Yeah. Remember Two-Sided Tuesdays?
Yes. When I moved to Israel, we were like, okay, well, now Jamie's in New York and I'm in Tel Aviv. Let's do Two-Sided Tuesdays and we'll like talk on our Instagram stories about our life on two sides of the world.
Yeah. That was great. Yeah, we should bring Jamie on one time.
I know we should. We'll talk about the whole journey. Not your average. But after that summer in New York, which by the way, I had another job. Remember I had two jobs that summer?
Yes. Oh, you were a hostess.
Yeah. I was a hustler. I really wanted to go back to Europe the following summer.
So you were doing everything.
So I did everything I can to save money to do it. And I ended up being a hostess at a restaurant, at an Italian restaurant in Flatiron.
Yeah. After this was my first impression of you. I was like, who is this crazy bitch?
I literally.
You're not tired when you come home? Oh man, I was like, working all day?
Sometime I wouldn't even go home. I would literally go from the fashion internship to the hostess, to the restaurant.
I remember.
But it was only 3 days a week, but still, like it was hard. And then we would go out. I cannot imagine
you as a hostess.
Yeah, I think I was very impatient.
It's like me when I was a waitress for one day.
I'm sorry. I was there with you at the interview in Israel.
Yeah,
no, I'm not a customer service kind of gal. But after this that summer, what?
I said this gal is.
Well, yeah, you did that for a while.
Yeah, customer service it's my bread and butter.
Yeah, it's hard.
It is really
hard. You have to have a lot of patience, which I don't have.
Yeah.
Which I'm working on, everyone. But after that summer, so we're talking about junior year now. So going into senior year, I said, okay, I tried travel tech. I tried fashion. And I was like, okay, now I want to try advertising. Because I was like, okay, I did everything else. Let me try the advertising space. Because everyone was going into advertising in New York. I was like, okay, let me try that. And so I ended up working at like one of the biggest advertising agencies in the world, Young and Rubicam, which is now VMLY&R.
Oh, this part I missed out on.
They're part of WPP, which is one of the biggest advertising like groups.
Oh, wow.
And I ended up getting an internship there. Now, before I went on that internship, because I was in this combined bachelor's master's program at UF, I had to travel. Like we had to go abroad to do a presentation, like in a country that the program picked.
Oh, wow.
So I had to fly to Munich, Germany, and me and my group and my program, we had to present an entire presentation to BMW at BMW headquarters.
Oh, wow.
About like electric cars. That's and like sick. The future of it. Yeah.
My God, my dad wouldn't be all over this.
It was crazy. And so we did that. And then because I had flown there, I ended up staying in Europe for like 3-4 more weeks. And that's because I saved all that money the summer before to go stay in Europe. And so went to Paris, went to South of France, also went to Berlin for a bit, and had a really good time like abroad. And then I came back and I went straight to New York and then worked at that internship in advertising. And I basically realized during that internship, like it wasn't challenging enough for me for some reason. Like I was always looking for more. So I got put onto another team as well. So I did two teams at once and I was like trying to get on as many projects as I can.
That's
but like,
insane,
I just felt like I wasn't challenged in a way. And like,
I'm not doing all this.
It wasn't because like I'm smart. It was just because like, I wasn't passionate. It wasn't for me. Like I realized that like sometimes even though you're doing the job well, it's not always because it's your passion.
Wow.
You know?
That's like literally this. You just summed up most of my working
of your
my
career.
Working career.
I mean, it's the truth. Always... People think that because they're good at something and they're making a lot of money in it or
such a good point.
That it's that they have to stay in that. No, if you don't feel that fire, if you're not motivated, you're not waking up in the morning, you're like, wow, I'm excited to tackle on these challenges and like I have all these solutions, like it's not for you. Like yeah. You could be good at a lot of things.
See, for me, like I never even thought that way. I was just like, whatever job I was doing, I just wanted to be like, for me, it would be boring if I wasn't trying to be the best at it. Or like, you know, even regardless if I was or wasn't, like I couldn't just go in and do the 9 to 5 and just do my tasks and leave. Like I wanted, especially like when I was working customer service at the training company, Toro in Israel, we would have like, I just moved to Israel, found a job because I needed to. I didn't even think like, do I like this? Do I not like this? I was just like, we would have our tickets on the board, like the amount of tickets that you do.
Yes.
And I was like, okay, well, obviously I need to be the one that did the most that day because I would be bored if not. And like, I did end up being really good at it.
And I was amazing at her job. She got promoted. So
yeah, which is like crazy. I don't know where that like motivation came from. Yeah. It wasn't because I was like,
passionate
and like loving it and wanting to work there forever.
Yeah.
But yeah, I never like thought about it that way. Yeah. Like, okay, but do I actually like what I'm doing? Like maybe should I do something else? Like,
yeah.
I don't know.
But I feel like a lot of people get stuck in this cycle. Like if you're listening to this and you're in a job that you're good at, but you're not passionate and happy, then it's time to make a change. Like you don't need to stay in something because you're good at it. Like, I think that's something that we need to learn and we need to constantly tell ourselves. And that's what I learned at that internship.
Even if you don't like it and it's a bad experience, you need to know what you don't like. Same thing with dating.
Agreed. 100%. But it's true. It's all a trial and error.
Yeah.
I've learned all of this during college. I hadn't even graduated yet.
That's crazy, sure.
And I already learned all that. So like now imagine how much I've learned during my actual career.
What was fueling you the whole time? Like,
I want to be successful. I'm a Capricorn, guys. We can talk about that another day, but
so funny. That's exactly what my dad was saying in the podcast too, is because the guy interviewing him asked the same question. What motivated you? Cause he was an immigrant, moved from Israel at 15. Mm-hmm. Did you always love fashion? Did you always love clothing? What got you into it? And he's like, honestly, no, like I just knew that I wanted to be successful. That's all I knew.
That's
just exactly what you're saying. It's so
that's
cool.
Why your dad and I get along.
Yeah. It's really wild.
And that was it. And then after that internship at that advertising agency, I moved to Israel. And Sanai and I were both unemployed and my school hasn't started. Like my school didn't start yet. So Sanai and I just frolicked around Tel Aviv. We took the bus everywhere. We played.
Good times. Oh, yeah. How long was that time period? In my head, it was like 6 months, but I think it was like 2 weeks.
It was like a month, actually.
No, well, everything is all blending together.
October. It was a month. You're right. We took the bus. We played Shreshbesh 8 Malabi every day. Went to the beach. Yeah,
we called it our Safta phase. So we know exactly what to do.
It was our grandma phase.
When we become grandmas, we know exactly where to go.
When Seth and I are grandmas, we're just going to be on the beach in Tel Aviv and in the shuk.
Yeah, I've always said that. There's nowhere I want to be as an old person. Because people are thriving in Tel Aviv. That's what Tel Aviv is. For whoever hasn't been there, it's young people and retired people.
Yeah.
There's no in between.
Like you feel like no one's working. You're in Tel Aviv during the day and everyone is outside at the restaurant, at the cafe, hanging out at the park.
It's amazing. Oh, I miss those days.
I know.
But we needed to come here and hustle.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. That's a whole other episode of why we moved back.
Yes.
Oh, God. But moving to Tel Aviv, I had done this 6-month exchange program. And guess what, guys? another internship. This was my final one, I promise. So I did, is this my fourth internship now? I think so. So this is my fourth and final internship. This is how I met my husband. So
how I met my husband, how I met your mother.
And this is how I met my husband. This is how I met your father. First of all, I was at Tel Aviv University, doing the MBA exchange program. And I wanted to do an internship because my class wasn't every single day. And I was kind of bored and I wanted to gain more experience while I was doing
my blog.
Obviously I was bored.
Once, like going to school,
theme in my life.
It's not enough. One job is not enough.
Literally. And so my husband had this internship at Tel Aviv University. He was also getting his master's. Mediation and conflict resolution in Israel. So he has a whole other story to say about that.
Yeah.
And he had this internship at the International Space Department, which
so is so random.
It was like the cybersecurity department that also organized the space conference for the state of Israel. It was incredible. And they were looking for another intern. And so he got me a job. And me and him worked together for a few months. And we organized the space conference. And flew in astronauts from all over the world.
Yeah, I had no idea what you were doing at that phase. I was just like, yeah, she works for some space company.
Literally, like a SpaceX, can you imagine? But it was fun. I mean, I realized that I'm pretty good at organizing events, but definitely did not want that to be my passion. And I was not passionate about cybersecurity or space. So again, guys, found out what I was good at and did not like.
Didn't find her match yet.
Nope. Did not find my match. But
on to the next.
The next company I did.
Oh, let's hear about it.
That is the interesting part. So when I decided to stay in Israel, I was supposed to go back. Actually, I was supposed to go to New York City and work. I was interviewing at consulting firms.
Yeah, I remember.
Do you remember that?
Yeah. I was praying to God.
I know. I was crying to you.
Well, actually, I was in my head, I was no, there's no way. I had a feeling that you were going to stick around because I was locked in Israel for 4 years because my husband got into medical. Well, he was my boyfriend at the time, got into medical school in Israel. So we were there for 4 years. We didn't have an option to go back until he finished.
Yeah. So Sanaya was there for the time being.
Yeah.
We had our other friend, Ariel, who we were living with, who was also there, who had been there for years. She went to school there.
She's an undergrad.
And I was in this new relationship with my now husband and I had to make a decision. Am I going to stay in Israel and be with him? Or am I going to go back to America and not give this relationship a chance? And Sanaya, what did you tell me?
You have your whole life to work, I think. And that if you find somebody you have a connection with, not to pass it up, that, that doesn't come around all the time. And Shir was very much career first, which I get. Zillennial women. And that's, we don't want to be following your man. And there's a very negative connotation to that in our generation.
There is.
But I was always I guess a romantic, even as a young woman, because
really were a romantic.
Yeah. I mean, I moved to Israel for love.
You did.
Because that jobs come and go and they'll always be there. You'll be working for the rest of your life. But a connection, a deep connection, does not come around every day. Maybe once in a lifetime you can't. And I think I said the same thing.
This is exactly what Sanaya told me.
I think I said the same thing to Yudit and Harrison, our other friends.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, actually you did. She told me that.
Yeah, Yudit was also, so Yudit's our friend, and Harrison was also in med school with my husband. They were just dating at the time. They just met. So me and Sigi were already together. So we already had a solid relationship going into moving to Israel, and Yudit just met Harrison first year. And she was also got a job opportunity 2 years after living there and was going to move back to America but she had this, great guy that she really liked.
Yeah.
And there were early stages. She's should I stay? You almost feel like you want to, but it's it feels wrong. It's no, I shouldn't do that.
Yeah. Honestly, it's true. And
just because of, but if our grandma's generation, it would be no question. It's 100%. What do you mean? You follow the man. It's not even
follow the man.
Job. What job?
Yeah.
But now we're in this weird place where it's okay, I want to stay. I feel like this is the right decision, but is it?
That's how I felt.
What is that?
Well, when you sat me down, I remember I was crying. too. But also, like, Elliot's like my first real boyfriend. I didn't know what my feelings were. I didn't know if they were valid. I didn't know if they were real. I didn't know if this was something real. Like, I just didn't know. And
yeah, you don't know.
I had no idea.
Maybe that's what it is. And when you have, you're talking to somebody who's been in it.
Like you.
Yeah. Then.
So then like you were like, you know, this could be something real. Like, you know, love like this is hard to come by. And like, you know, it's worth it to give it a chance. That's what you told me. You said to give it a chance.
Yeah. Maybe
and
it's
see
not
where
the
it
end.
Goes. Right. And that's kind of what I did. I just gave it a chance. I was like, okay, you know what? Screw it.
And you were also
happy. Yeah. And I was happy. I loved Israel. Like, I love living in Tel Aviv. Like, you guys were all there. So it's not like I was like by myself, you know?
Yeah. So why is it that when you're young, in your early 20s, you could be happy, but you feel like you need to be at a certain place? Like, it's like a pressure that
yeah,
is so
it is.
Crazy.
It really is.
And you're so young.
Know.
Like, looking
you
back on it,
women?
We were kids. Like, we're literally children.
But do you think only like women feel this way or also men?
No, I think men have it too. Like, I mean, men probably have it even more so that they...
Oh, professionally? I agree with you. Well, I thought you meant like the emotional, like following your heart. That's kind of what I'm referring to.
I mean, we haven't like had any friends in the opposite situation. So we don't...
Yeah.
I don't know. But yeah, I'm talking about like the pressure of feeling like you need to be at a certain place in your career and you need to be making money... So like straight out of college, which like you don't know anything straight out
but
of college.
But that's only in America.
Yeah.
In Israel, none of our friends were like that.
True.
None of our Israeli friends and none of my French friends are like
they're
that.
They're still not like that.
None of my husband's from Belgium. None of his friends are like that. Like, I think I think America, look, like America is like a capitalist country. And like, you know, there's a lot of opportunity here. And like, we're really grateful to live in a country that like has a lot of opportunities to make a lot of money and to be successful. A lot of people immigrate here to do that and to be successful. But like, there is a really strong emphasis on success and what that means and money, and that a lot of other countries prioritize like well-being over it.
Way more.
Yeah.
I mean, it starts from such a young age. Yeah. Like, nobody has the college experience that Americans have here of like, I'm seeing it with my sister-in-law, who's a senior in high school. She's applying to colleges now. And the stress, man. Yeah. The stress at like 17, 18 years old, that like for what?
Yeah.
Like these kids have more anxiety that we didn't even know what anxiety was back then. Like,
I mean, I was a little bit anxious, but like not to this level. Cause you know, social media.
Yeah, social media.
Don't like it enhances everything.
But yeah, no, like I didn't know how to, I guess we had it, but we didn't know how to define it. And now that this generation does, it's like maybe that makes it even more so.
Yeah.
But yeah, like
yeah,
why?
It's true.
For what? Especially if you don't even know what you're doing. Like, yes, if you want to be a doctor, you want to be a lawyer, go try to get into a good school because that will get you into a good grad school or whatever.
I mean, like, I have a hot take. I don't think you need to go to college.
No, I mean, I also don't. Unless you're going down that path.
Unless you're
going
to be a lawyer, you're going to be a doctor. Like, if you need a certain degree to practice your profession, yes. If you want to work in tech or be a businessman. My internship experience was my school.
Yeah.
And if I could have gotten the jobs that I had just from the internship experience, I feel like. But again, like the extracurricular activities I did in school and college did shape who I am.
100%.
But class-wise, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
My dad also was talking, I keep bringing this up, but like we keep hitting on topics that like resonated with me and what he said on the podcast. He was talking specifically towards people like who want to be entrepreneurs. If you want to be like your dream is to own restaurants, go work in a restaurant, like go be a waiter, be the best waiter, and then be a manager, make connections with
the
owner. What if the owner wants to open up restaurants in a different city or 100%. Like a different, like make those connections. Don't go into work and be like, oh, I could be making so much more money or, oh, like, I should like be working
passion.
In a corporate job. Like put yourself in the vicinity of where you see yourself like in the future.
I agree.
And even if that's starting small and it's all about your attitude and like, and be humble in your 20s, I guess, was like the main thing that I got from him. Like my whole life is just like, be humble. You don't know anything. Like learn, be helpful and like do a good job.
100%.
Make good connections. It's the best experience you can get.
I agree. But when I decided to stay in Israel, going back to that,
yeah,
I had my first full-time job. That was my first full-time job. And
that's wild.
It really is after all that experience.
Yeah, I guess me too. That was also my first year as having a real job.
Like my first full-time job in tech. And it was at an AI startup. They had just raised their seed round of funding. They were 10 people and they were looking for the first marketing. And no, this is Verbit.
Oh, what year was this? Just to put things in the
end of 2017, beginning of 2018.
Okay, gotcha.
And they were looking for the first business development marketing representative and to represent them in the US market because they wanted to enter the US. And as a I just turned 23. As a newly 23-year-old, to take on that responsibility was huge. Yeah, and
definitely.
That company, I mean, like I experienced hyper growth. Like imagine joining a company at 10 people and it was like hundreds after that.
Wow.
Raising millions. Like I flew to the US like every month. Do you remember how often I flew to the US?
Yeah.
It was wild.
But I feel like you were doing that consistently. Like once you started having a full-time job, like in Verbit, and then after in your next job, that travel was always a big part of what you were doing.
Yeah. But at Verbit, I traveled the most, more than I ever did. Yeah, 100%. Like I was literally opening a new market with them, you know? I'm not going to go into like the full job itself because I want to save that for another episode because I have a lot to share about my first job experience, a lot of mistakes I made and a lot of things I learned, and it's a lot. But it was my first like full-time job in tech and I loved AI. And for the first time—
I didn't even know what AI was back then.
Literally no one did. I actually just spoke on an AI travel podcast last week and I talked about how like I was in the space way before anyone knew it.
Bringing it up and it was just went way over my head.
Well, the reason why I was flying to the US was to demo AI to like these media executives and like to these like educational institutions.
That's crazy, Cher.
I know. Isn't it wild?
I can't believe, that's insane.
Sorry.
Like see how far that even that's come in the past few years.
We could do a whole segment on AI, guys.
Yeah, I'll let you lead that one. That stuff scares me.
I really learned that I love AI tech and I really love business development and marketing and talking to people and selling. And I really found my passion. I was really passionate about it. And then I had a lot of ups and downs and I'll save that for another time. But because of that, I said, after that experience, after like, I think it was almost 2 years, I said, I'm going to go work at the biggest company in Israel. Like I already did the startup. Let me do the biggest. And so I joined like one of the biggest cybersecurity companies in the world.
But you remember thinking that at the time?
Like, yes.
Okay. I've done small scale. Yeah. Actually, I do remember you even telling me that.
Yeah. I literally was thinking to myself, I was like, I was emotionally and physically drained from my first job. Like again, guys, another episode.
Yeah.
But you saw me at the end of that.
Yeah.
It was time. And I said to myself, I'm like, I don't want to put myself through that again right now. Let me go to the biggest company and just see how that feels.
Wow. So smart. Did anybody give you that advice or you just felt it?
I just felt it.
Huh.
Yeah. And you know what I learned from that job? I hate corporate. I swear. I don't even think I lasted a full year. Maybe it was just a full year. Things move so slow at corporate companies. Yeah. Nothing can get done.
Yeah.
And like, I was so used to startup of 10 people that grew to like 150 or 200 that like you're able to like launch a project, start something and like put it in action and see the results.
Yeah.
And then this going from like getting approved to like 3 different people, getting the budget approved, moving things around. I was like, what is happening? I was like, and I'm not generalizing this, by the way, guys, because my husband works in a corporate company now. It was actually a startup that got acquired by a corporate company and they operate very differently than the company I worked at was. So like, I'm not generalizing. Every corporate is very different, but this was a cybersecurity corporate company also based in Israel, like very different scenario. I also realized I don't like cybersecurity. Not for me. I wasn't passionate about it. Anyways, after a year there, I was like, okay, pivot, pivot, like from Friends.
Yeah.
What did I like? AI. But like, let me find an industry I'm passionate about. And where did I go work? At a fashion tech AI company. And that was the first time where I like really found my place.
Yeah.
I was like, this is exactly what I want to do. And it was a, and it was a strategic partnerships position. So I was helping build out the partnerships team. And I did partnerships at the cybersecurity company I was at, which is basically a mix of business development, marketing, sales. It's like everything. And I was there for 3 years and I loved it. And I learned so much. This is a whole other episode, but it was really like my place to shine. And it taught me a lot. And that was my last job before I started my own company.
Would you say that, I guess, your first job was startup and the second one was super corporate? Where was Sight on the
spectrum? Sight was still a startup. So it was considered a startup, but more mature than Verbit was when I joined.
So it was like in
between, it was like series. They had just raised like their Series C. So when I joined Verbit, they were like 10 people. Sight was about 70 people when I joined. So in a much different position. And I loved it. And it was the last job I had like before I went to go start my own company. And I'm happy that I had that journey.
Yeah. This is like probably the perfect place to end. Cause now we're like stopping at like the last stage, which led you to where you are today.
Yeah.
So again, like kind of back to what we were saying, where I wasn't really thinking about like, what do I love and like, what am I passionate about? And honestly, I don't really think I think about it now and what I'm doing in my current job. Like, obviously I'm passionate about it extremely because I feel like it is kind of like my child and I want to see it grow. And it's not just any job. It's like, I'm working for my family business. It's not like a thing in my head. Like, is this making me happy? Like, honestly, working makes me happy, I think.
And you are passionate about what you're building.
No, definitely. But I'm saying like, what drives me? Like, if somebody asked me that like recently, what drives me? And I think it's just like, I just really like always need to be working like for my own confidence.
Like, yeah, I'm the same way.
Yeah. Like I don't, like some people have a dream of like, I don't know, like, you know, maybe building something and like selling it and like getting rich and just like living off like millions and like their money. And obviously like beautiful, obviously I would love that. But God wants to give that to me, I'll take it. But like, I don't think I could be happy that way, truthfully. Like I need to be like challenging myself and like learning. I need to always be learning. And
yeah, I'm the same way.
And working like
learning
my whole life.
Evolving. Uh-huh. Well, in college, you said that you always knew that you wanted to be an editor.
Yeah. So I feel like I was always kind of like a dreamer. And like, as I am now, like I get very fixated and like obsessed with things. And I was like such a Hills fan. And like, I was obsessed with Lauren Conrad. Like I read all of her books. Like I just wanted to follow her career path. I was like, I want to be a writer. Like I want to write books.
Yeah.
I want to like work for a magazine. And like, I always like love like the whole fashion world, obviously, because I grew up in it. But when you're a kid and like whatever your parents are doing doesn't seem that cool because like it's all you see and know. And like, I remember people saying like, that's so cool that like, your parents own a clothing brand. And I was like, is it cool? Like, it just seems pretty normal to me.
Yeah.
So I think I needed, also being the oldest, I guess, like, I just wanted to, no, nobody in my family went to college, or like, I was like the first person, first generation that went to college in my family.
Same. We should do a whole episode on being first generation college students and oldest child.
Yeah. So I guess like that just made me, that's so funny. We should do that.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think that made me like, want to be successful in something separate and not just like join the family business right off the bat, which is like expected. And like, I always did, like, I was kind of like a loner in high, like when I was growing up, like in high school, I kind of like became more social, but like when I was younger, I was like such a journaler. Like I didn't have that many friends. Like I was very shy, very quiet, like always reading, writing. Like that was like my thing. So I went the journalism route because I was really, I didn't like math. I didn't like science. I only liked English.
Wow.
So I was like, okay, this is perfect. I'm really happy I like went that path, even though it's not what I'm doing now, but it was interesting for me. Like
it's relevant for what we're doing now with the podcast.
Yeah, that's so true.
See, everything comes full circle.
Yeah. Not that I was it was like broadcast journalism and multimedia.
That's what you studied?
Yeah. I mean, I didn't do the broadcast route.
Oh.
broadcast is like you're on TV. Yeah. Like, honestly, I never thought I would be like
front and center of the camera.
I was always like a behind the scenes type
of
person.
But in college, you had an internship in DC.
Yeah.
No, what was that?
So I had a few internships. I worked one summer in Miami for a magazine called Ocean Drive. You know what?
I didn't know that you worked at Ocean Drive. Yeah. What? Sanaya, what'd you do there?
Well, I was an intern, so I was just like doing a lot of busy work, like filing and like organizing. But wow. Eventually, like they did let me do some writing. So like I would do like restaurant blurbs and like what are like the hottest like restaurants right now in Miami. And like at the end of like Ocean Drive, like you'll see like they have like pages of like just little blurbs. So like I would write those.
Oh my gosh, that's yeah. So cool.
So that was really cool because I was like, wow. Oh my God, I wrote that.
Wow.
And yeah, I did really like that. And I was like working at events and like just helping out.
Cool.
That was fun. And then in college, I like worked for a few newspapers. Like I worked for the Jewish newspaper.
On campus?
Yeah.
Wow.
For the Jewish newspaper and like another magazine. It was called like Unwind Magazine. If anybody went to University of Maryland, I don't know if that still exists. And I can't remember what the Jewish magazine was called. But yeah, I would like interview like Jewish basketball players and like...
Oh my gosh.
And I honestly loved it because like I love like listening to people's stories. I guess that's why I love TVs and like TV and books and stuff. Like, wow. This is like such a walk down memory lane.
But then you did an internship for Elon in New York when we lived together.
Yeah. Well, okay. So before that, I did do a few internships also. I did an internship in DC. Because Maryland is pretty close to DC.
I remember you used to call me from the car when you were driving to DC. Like, I remember this.
No way.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would have to go there, like, instead of class, I would go there, like, 2 times a week or something.
Wow.
And it was actually, like, a sister magazine with Ocean Drive. So that's how I got that connection. It was called Capital File. But totally different vibe. Because, like, in Miami, it's all about the restaurants and the fashion. And there, it's all about, like...
Politics.
Politics, yeah. Yeah. Like, I went to, like, a correspondence like dinner type of thing. Not the correspondence dinner, but it was like,
but like as a college it was student, like a, that's so fun.
Yeah. And I remember like there were some like B-list celebrities there, like that one guy from it was like a bunch of journalists that like I can't remember their names, but yeah, it was like very cool. And like I wasn't doing anything like major. I was just kind of there like, you know, putting cups and like organizing like the plates and stuff. But just to be in that like vicinity or just to be around people who are at a successful spot in what you want to be doing, like that's where you have to start out.
Yeah, 100%.
You have to start out with the coffee and like the filing.
Started from the bottom, now we're here.
Yeah. So then from there, I guess, yeah, we were still in college. In the same summer you were working for Gray State, that was my first like time officially working in the fam business. We had a showroom in the city. So I worked there and I think I was also like trying to use my like journalism skills and apply it there. I think I was like starting a blog, Elon blog, TBT.
Oh my God.
And like, that was like the first time we were focusing on like social media and the Instagram. But at the time, we did not have any retail site. We didn't have a store. We were only a wholesale brand. So it was like, at some point, my sisters got involved and were helping out a little bit. And we were like, okay, like, what are we building up here? Like, we can't be building up a social media following and like presence when we have nowhere to direct people to.
Yeah.
Like, we can't be posting like a picture of you in this outfit.
Yeah.
Like, what do we do with it?
Because you weren't selling online at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was just like a summer where I didn't know what to do. So I was kind of just trying to get creative and then went back to college, moved to Israel. I actually started off working in a journalism job when I first got to Israel.
What?
It was like...
I don't remember that.
Yeah. But it was also a startup and like they kept... It was like kind of sketchy because like they said like you will get paid, but... Like that didn't happen. So I had to leave.
Okay. How do I not remember this?
I don't remember. Like, honestly, like my memory is so bad. So like, I don't remember like what it was called, but yeah, it was like, it was like a Jerusalem Post type of like publication.
I do remember this.
Yeah.
I do remember this. Yes. I remember this very clear.
Jerusalem Post was like the dream. Like I was really trying to get a job there.
Yeah. I remember that.
But yeah, and then I was like, okay, like, and then again, in Israel, you don't have the pressure of like, I need to be doing what I need to be doing. It's just like, okay, I'm trying to live and have a good time, but I need to support myself.
Everyone's figuring it out.
Yeah. And then I think actually it was Elliot, your husband.
Mm-hmm. I remember that. This.
I, at one point I was really like, okay, I need to make money. Been here for like a month. Yeah. And
frolicking around Tel Aviv with cheer.
Yeah. Trying to be a waitress and failed miserably. Also, like, I didn't speak the language perfectly. And I was starting school. Yeah, you were starting school, so my SAFTA and crime was
going to be busy.
Not available. And then Elliot told me about this trading company that was, like, not brand new, but, like, still, like, in the early stages. This was, like, before crypto was that big. Like, it was just starting to become popular.
This was 2017.
Yeah.
This was, like, a fintech company, like, a finance tech company.
Yeah, and speaking of like crazy growth, like that company grew an insane amount.
Insane.
After the whole crypto boom. And like, I think at the time I had a Bitcoin when it was like worth $6,000 and like Ethereum when it was like 400. Like, not that I had like it's a trading platform. So it's not like I had one Bitcoin. Like I had like
a fraction.
Yeah. A fraction of a Bitcoin, but still, but I remember seeing it on my like screen, on my like profile. Yeah. It's not wild. It's
wild.
Yeah.
And that's when you started your customer service.
Yeah. That's
career.
Right. Yeah. And I don't know if it was definitely not the job that kept me there for the 3 years. Like I just really loved like the whole work culture.
The people.
Yeah. Like I didn't have like, I had you and I had Lav and my husband that was there, but like, I didn't have like a life and like friends of my own and whatever. So like all of a sudden I was like, it was a kind of like starting college. Like that's what it felt like. I had like a whole new group of friends. We had like events. We went like on trips. It was
the like startup tech scene in Tel Aviv is very social.
So fun.
Like it's fun. There are trips, there are events, there are happy hours. Like
I remember week one, I went to, they flew us out to Eilat and I was like, it was like a desert party. We were on a boat. I'm like, this is the best job ever.
Literally. Eilat is like the most southern point of Israel and it's like a beach town.
Yeah. It was like crazy partying.
You had so much fun there.
Yeah. And so that's what really kept me was like the people for so long. And
all of our friends worked at eToro at one point. My husband worked at eToro as well.
Yeah. And my sister-in-law.
Yeah. And your sister-in-law. So many of our friends. Oh my gosh.
It's so true.
They employed everybody.
I know. But nobody was there when I was there in the beginning.
Correct.
It was very small.
You were one
small.
Of the first. Yeah.
Very small team. Yeah. And like, it was people from all over, like not even just Jewish people, like
from everywhere.
Yeah. And that was like my first time realizing that, you know, Israel is like such a melting pot and like it's people think it's just Jews that live there. Like, no, like some of my best friends were Israeli Arabs, Russian non-Jews, like
South Africans, people, Australians,
Brazilians. Like, I didn't realize it at the time, but it did play a major role in like my job now. And fast forward a few years, moving back to America during Corona times, again, not really knowing like where life was going to take me.
Yeah.
It just happened to be like the perfect storm where my parents' company like had tons of canceled orders and like merchandise that was piling up in the warehouse with nowhere to go because the whole world was shut down.
Yeah.
No stores were open. So we were like, okay, you know what? Like, this is the time to go the e-com route. Like, why not?
Yeah.
And me and my sister, my youngest sister, Sarah, were both moving back from Israel that year. She was finishing her abroad program that got cut short. And
COVID, our lives changed forever.
Yeah. 2020. Sigi finished his like time in Israel.
2020, the year Sanaya and Shir both got engaged.
My God, that's so weird that we also got engaged that year. It was the perfect timing to start that. And like, that was like the first time I saw an opportunity and a spot in the fam business where, cause I didn't want to like involved in something that already existed. I wanted to always start my own thing and I didn't know what that was. No. So I'm not a designer.
You started your own thing within the business.
Yeah.
So I basically like started e-com at Elon.
Definitely not me alone. Like my sisters played a huge
obviously
role.
Your team as well, but it's crazy that you're like director, the first director of e-com.
Yeah.
Like you helped build this entire site from scratch.
So yeah, and that's, I guess, also a good place to leave off. And we'll get into What's happening now?
Now we have a lot more to share. It's crazy, right? What a journey, guys.
It is crazy to look back. I never even spoke about this or thought about it or anything. And when you talk about things, you realize how like...
it all connects.
Yeah, it's insane.
It's all connected. Remember that show?
Which one?
The airplane show where the airplane disappears for like 7 years.
I know what you're talking about. Manifest?
Manifest. The acting is not insane, but like I loved it.
Yeah, I couldn't get through it's the first episode.
We have a lot more to talk about. I mean, we can go into challenges, accomplishments, what we've learned in every single job we've had. We can talk about what we're doing today and how that plays into why we started this. But we just thought it was important for you guys to know a little bit about
how we got
us
here
and how we got here and what our career journey looked like and all of that. And we hope that it was interesting.
Yeah. And hopefully it was helpful.
Yeah. We hope we inspired some of you guys. That's the best we can ask for. Yeah. All right.
Alrighty, guys. Till next time.
Till next time. Bye.
Talk to you later.